Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. As I sit with my cup, I notice the daffodils I planted around the red maple in front of the office window are coming up. There is even a cluster in the backyard in full bloom. Of course, I'm hoping the weather doesn't freeze like it did some weeks back, because it will be really nice to see the yellow blooms as I write. Now you enjoy your cup as you notice the early signs of spring outside your window, or perhaps in your car as you venture out for a new day. Today's title is The Puzzle, and I start with two of my favorite Bible verses. They remind me of the Lord's working for good in our lives and His wanting us to experience the joy of life. The first is Romans 8:26-27. The Lord, He knows us far better than we know ourselves, knows our condition, and keeps us present before God. That's why we can be so sure that every detail, all things in our lives of love for God, is worked into something good. The second is 1 Thessalonians 5:16-17. The Lord wants us to be cheerful no matter what, pray all the time, and thank God no matter what happens. This past Christmas, my wonderful daughter-in-law, Shannon, gave me a 1,000-piece puzzle. At the time, I was a little taken aback. In the chaos of opening gifts on Christmas morning, I honestly didn't pay so much attention. I wasn't sure I would ever complete a 1,000-piece puzzle when it takes all my patience to complete even a 300-piece puzzle. The puzzle itself has sat there unopened until a few days ago. One evening, I was bored and needed to be doing something with my hand, so I decided to give the puzzle a try. The box cover had a picture of the final product, and there was even a 10 by 12 poster inside the box of the completed puzzle, a beautiful picture of flowers. Huge amounts of flowers laid in pinwheel fashion, one bright color fading into shades that led into the next color on the color wheel. Bright red rose gradually changing shades into pink, and pink into lavender, into purple, into blues, until the wheel is complete with greens, yellows, oranges, and back to red. Every pinwheel layout meets in the center. Shannon knows I love color and I love flowers, and she knows I need outlets that allow my mind to slow down. Since that evening, I have found that this puzzle fits the bill. There's no hurry, just a focus on the beauty and color. Very therapeutic. I began to think about how the pieces of a puzzle are like the moments of our lives. The moments are only hints of what is to come. Think of it this way. If someone gave you a puzzle in a plain box with no picture of what the pieces will come together to show, would you ever try to put it together? Would the curiosity of the end product prompt you to sit down and sort the pieces by color or edges or shapes? It would be a mystery that could be fun, especially if the person who gave you the unmarked box of 1,000 pieces was someone you trusted without doubt. Then, painstakingly searching the pieces for meaningful matches would be exciting. Each section coming together, then fitting one section to another. Slowly but surely, the picture begins to take shape. Our lives are much like unmarked puzzles. The pieces of today are all we can see to make a picture of today. We have literal photos of moments from yesterday and the day before and the many days before. Did we leave out any moments? Did we notice the pieces of joy? Were we careful to recognize how they all fit together? And what about the creator of the unmarked puzzle of our lives? Do we trust the maker of the moments of our lives? If you do, the moments are full of anticipation. A date, a marriage, a graduation, a job. We know that there will be those moments that are not so great, even painful. A canceled date, a job you didn't get, an accident that changes plans. If you are dealing with any of the difficult times, I would remind you, as I have to remind myself, like the puzzle without a picture, the Lord knows and sees the big picture of our lives with all its joys and happiness and difficulties and pain. And He is with us every step, offering comfort, peace, and an abundance of love for us and all we love. We can put the pieces of our lives together with the anticipation that all things work for good for those who trust in the Lord. As the pieces of your unmarked puzzle, of my unmarked puzzle, come together, we will be joyful because the joy is always part of the puzzle's final picture. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the beauty in this world you made for us. When life overwhelms, it's very hard to stop and see the proof of your hand in our daily lives. Blue skies, a full moon, new growth peeking through the earth, the love of a pet. Reminders are all around. Help us to see them when it is hardest to do so. Urge us to look to you for comfort, strength, courage, trust. And remember the joys. In your precious name, we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.